From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, cities and states continue to feel the pain of the economic downturn. We'll have the latest unemployment numbers from the nation's metropolitan areas. They're out today. They don't look good.
But first, for the second day in a row, President-elect Barack Obama huddles with his economic advisors. They're talking about ways to rein in government spending, but only after the immediate economic crisis is passed. In the short term, Mr. Obama is urging Congress to quickly approve hundreds of billions of dollars in new government spending and tax cuts to keep the economy from getting worse. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Scott, is this sort of a mixed blessing coming from the Obama transition camp, do you think? How do they feel about it?
Well, the Obama camp is trying to send really two messages here, one for the short term and one for the long term. In the short term, Mr. Obama says, the top priority is to stop the bleeding. He has warned that there have been, of course, terrible job losses over the last year, and he's expecting another dire jobs report at the end of this week. He said yesterday that the federal government has to act to arrest the downward momentum in the economy, or else the next few years will be even worse. So the government is hoping to do that by, on the one hand, spending hundreds of billions of dollars itself, and by providing hundreds of billions of dollars in tax cuts to encourage working people and businesses to spend. Now, over the longer term, once the patient is out of intensive care, the Obama team wants to put the federal government on a diet and get it to shape up.
Well, when you look at that longer term, now what's the plan for that? What do they intend to do?
Well, that's what the president-elect and his economic advisors are talking about today. And some of the things they're talking about are the things we hear every 4 years from every politician, eliminating waste, streamlining the government, making it more efficient, reviewing the budget page by page, line by line, and that sort of thing. But they're also talking about trying to get a hold of some of the really big ticket items, including health care, which otherwise will consume a bigger and bigger share of the federal budget. Peter Orszag, Mr. Obama's pick to head the White House Budget Office, made a specialty of studying health care costs when he was working at the Congressional Budget Office. And so that's one of the big things they'll be looking to try to do, to gain control of rising health care bills, which are affecting the government's budget in the same way they're affecting so many family and business budgets.
Anyway, this week, which is the big first week of work on Capitol Hill, Barack Obama appears to be the president. He seems to be running things. Tell us what he's doing for the economic stimulus in the meantime.
That's right. He's made a personal lobbying trip to Capitol Hill yesterday. He met with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with Senator Harry Reid. He also met with some of the leading Republicans from the House and Senate. He is really trying to build bipartisan support for this huge economic stimulus package. And one way he's doing that is by framing some of the stimulus, a significant chunk of the stimulus, in the shape of tax cuts, which warms the hearts of some of the Republicans. And even though some Republicans and even some Democrats are skeptical about the overall size of the stimulus package, both sides say they are encouraged by the sort of spirit of bipartisanship and the willingness to listen that the incoming administration is showing.
What is the timing? When do they expect to have a bill back to President Obama's desk?
Well, initially, of course, they had hoped to have a stimulus measure awaiting the new president's signature pretty much as soon as he took office. They're now saying that's unlikely. But Mr. Obama said yesterday he still hopes to work quickly on this and to have a stimulus measure in the next 6 weeks or so.
And the more immediate news today, Roland Burris, who considers himself to be the junior senator from Illinois, came to work and was turned away. That was quite a show. What's going to be the reaction with the Obama people about that?
Well, the Obama camp has deliberately steered clear of the Capitol today and that spectacle. But Mr. Obama has said previously that while he respects Mr. Burris, anyone appointed by Governor Blagojevich would be tainted.
NPR's Scott Horsley talking with us from Washington. Thank you, Scott.
Good to be with you, Noah.